CBS News Brief. Prosecutors still delivering closing arguments in Donald Trump's criminal trial today, but the defense wrapped earlier and tried discrediting Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
He's not just a liar, but he's somebody who, if he's going to lie, it's going to be about this because he wants revenge. He hates this defendant.
The White House says Israel has not crossed the so-called red line despite deadly airstrikes in Rafah this weekend. National Security Advisor John Kirby.
No civilian casualties is the right number of civilian casualties. And this is not something that we've turned a blind eye to, nor has it been something we've ignored or neglected to raise with our Israeli counterparts.
He says Israel's also investigating the strikes. And we are following the latest out of New Mexico now, where a military fighter jet crashed and caught fire near Albuquerque's airport. Investigators haven't given details on what happened, but say the pilot is conscious and has been taken to a hospital. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, May 29th. In Wood County, the Village of Port Edwards will hold their Board of Review meeting at 10 a.m. at the Municipal Building. The Public Works Committee meeting will take place at 4:30 at the Marshall Bueller Center, and the Parks, Recreation, and Cemetery meeting will begin at 5. In Portage County, the Finance Committee meeting will take place at 4:30 at the Portage County Annex. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the elk harvest quotas for this year's hunting season. There will be an 8-bull harvest quota for the Clam Lake Elk Zone and a 4-bull harvest quota for the Black River Elk Zone. Anybody who wants to apply to take part in the elk hunt must submit their application by the end of the month, and the winners will be notified in early June. This is also the first time the DNR has allowed hunting in the Black River Elk Zone since 2015. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers stun the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam Field, a scoreless pitcher's duel. Until the eighth, with Willie Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals, Adames center field. Bellinger on the run, he looks up, goodbye! A three-run blast, Willie Adames!
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adames on taking a swing with three balls and no strikes.
I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that for us, you know, a couple weeks now, your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and low in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny and a high near 70 on Wednesday. More sun and up to the low 70s Thursday with another chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. And rain chances continue into the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. It's 60 right now.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We welcome back Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson on the Lincoln Project. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Hey, here we are. It is day after Memorial Day, so it's Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday because if you tuned in yesterday, you got the wonderful opportunity to hear an awesome rerun from last week, which was a really informative show about school finance and a whole lot of things, not only about Wisconsin school funding, but about school funding trends nationally. Dr. Saldana on there, the WPEN, Heather, awesome guests. And we have Tim still cross-country trekking with his family, with his daughter. They're headed out for that wonderful educational opportunity of her summer internship out in Wyoming. I'm sure when he hops back on the mics with us this week, he will have tons of awesome stories. So listener, tune in for some fun from Tim when he gets back. But again, on a repeat, back by, and I kid you not, popular demand, because the comments were off the charts Friday when we had producer Anya and sound engineer slash producer Jess with us both, kind of all three of us having a show on Friday. And so, you know, producer Anya is like the autopilot or the brains behind the hot air that is the show that Tim and Johnny spit out there. But we got to have a little more Anya, a little more Jess, and a lot more conversation, especially around how we feel, or in particular, how young people in schools feel. Not that Anya and Jess are token representatives of every young person in this country, but certainly if we're going to have a discussion about how youth feel, you know, it ought not just be Dr. Johnny Lupinacci rambling on about these youth. Let's have a conversation of all of our experiences, and especially Anya and Jess, not only as closer to our youth, but I kind of consider you in the youth bracket.
I appreciate
how you
that.
Both doing, Anya and Jess.
I'm doing good. Hearing that I'm part of the youth bracket makes me feel a little bit better. Jess, how about you? How are you doing down here in the youth zone?
It's nice to be called a youth again.
Yeah, I said recently at a bar, I was like, it's nice to still get carded. So that's kind of where I'm at. So, yeah, coming off a great Memorial Day weekend, Jess and I kind of genuinely kept the conversation from our last show going, had a lot of talk about our feelings and bumper stickers you've seen and Jess has seen about feelings and what we're going to do over this summer and into next school year regarding feeling our feelings potentially or doing something with them.
Listener, if you didn't get to catch Friday's show, it's a banger of a show. You should loop it back around, grab the podcast, you know, or grab it off the Civic Media site and give it a listen. It was creative magic happening. You know, we were just in the cut talking about things. We had great callers. That reminds me, listener, if you want to give us a call, 855-752-4842. Join us here. We're educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils. So Friday was awesome, but we got into it because you know what? We were talking about the week, and we were talking about how young people experience schools. And I'll include in that teachers too. So just humans experiencing the learning environments that we, you know, call our schools, and that we hold accountable to where we learn to be humans together, where we learn to be in community, where we learn to work towards a common good. All those ideals are actualized in our schools. But yet the backdrop to that is that it is sadly not a lot of students feel, one, engaged, respected, or safe in that environment. And so we got into that a little bit, and I was like, well, come on, how shocking would that be, given the fact that I can't, you know, go on a walk or go out for a drive or commute to work without catching at least one bumper sticker or flag that tells me what to do with my feelings. And, you know, I'm not much for censorship, but, you know, like, come on, do I really need to see F my feelings everywhere? And in fact, even though I'm being a little bit of a softie about that, some may even say, listen to that snowflake Johnny Lupinacci talking about his feelings. But really, I think it's indicative of a larger problem. This idea that, like, our feelings, one, don't exist or shouldn't exist, or even third, worse, don't matter. And in fact, we talked about a little bit of the irony in terms of, like, you're telling us or the general public or whoever to F their feelings, but yet you saying that is an expression of your feelings. So you're basically saying, like, your feelings don't matter, mine do. I'm having a giant mantrum. Usually it's a man, although I shouldn't reserve it only for that particular identifying gender, because we're seeing it spread. Like, I'm shockingly sometimes passing these vehicles and I'm like, what? There are kids in this car with the big F feelings flag on the back of it. Like, and I am far from what one might consider a conservative. And here I am being like, what in the world are we doing? Putting the F word on a flag. You know, like, yeah. This is, I feel like my world has been flipped around, because I absolutely think freedom of expression is really important. Well, the message here, though, I thought, wow, you know what? It's really problematic, because Jess, both you and Anya were chopping it up with us and talking about, you know, like, how important it is to be attuned and able to identify. I think you were saying, like, find your feelings, feel your feelings, be able to communicate. I think some even consider that called like a emotional intelligence, or like an emotional awareness, or mm-hmm. being in tune with how we feel and how that affects ourselves and those around us, and then finding that resonance together. So we were on at something on Friday. We'll pick it back up today. But reminder, callers out there, 855-752-4842. If you want to join Jess, Anya, and myself, come on, give us a call. Shoot us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. This is Busted Pencils, Fully Education Talk, and we're here tonight. So Jess and Anya, tell us, you know, kind of, you said you talked about this all weekend. So tell us a little bit, like, how did the conversation extend from Friday into the weekend, and what were y'all talking about?
So we'll get into that. But first things first, we have a comment from Sherry saying hello. Hello, Sherry. Lovely to hear from you. So yeah, we've been talking about this all weekend. We were talking about just how powerful it was for us to get on air as two young women and to talk about our feelings. Mm-hmm. Because there is not a lot of that. As much as people are like, well, these women, they're always talking about the soft stuff. They're always talking about their feelings. It's like, yeah, and? And what?
You got to cut. Yeah. Is there a criticism at the end of that? Yeah. No, there isn't. It came about initially. I was relaying to Jess a conversation I had with my partner where he even expressed, listening to the episode, he was like, well, I like both you guys. Of course, you're both friends of mine. But it was so exciting to hear the voices of two young women speaking back and forth. And we even used the phrasing that comes from film and TV, which is the Bechdel test, the idea that, and this, of course, comes from lesbian representation, that there are so few women in media, and much less so few women who love other women in media, that the Bechdel test is, well, did that piece of media have two different women who both had names who talked about something other than a man? And a lot of great films don't pass that test. So it was exciting to be part of an episode of radio that did pass the Bechdel test, and also had a lot of great places, I think, for us to go to talk about where are women's voices, where are young people's voices, and where are the voices of people who don't say F your feelings. The people who say, you know, we have to work through our feelings if we're ever going to do anything about changing the facts of our situation, whatever our situation is, if that's Wisconsin or a school or our world. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, we talked about a bit on Friday. It's not facts over feelings. It's not facts or feelings. It's facts and feelings.
Of course.
And so when we were talking about it's not F your feelings, we were playing around with that a little bit. And we're like, what about F with your feelings?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's parlance that comes from people my age, but also people younger than me. I hate to break it to you guys, but the kids, they know about the swear words already. I don't know how it happened. But who would have taught them that? But you'll hear kids say something to the extent of like, oh, that musical artist, I F with that. So to say, like, can you F with your feelings? Can you at least be on the side of knowing you have feelings, knowing it's okay? And from there, where do we go? You want to mess around? You want to, you know, work on, I don't want to feel this way anymore, whatever it is. We have to start from, hey, get in there and like mess with your feelings and figure out what you're even feeling before you bring it to the, well, not before you bring it to the classroom, but even when it's in the classroom, before we try to do something like, okay, now we got to learn algebra. We have to learn, am I even able to learn algebra right now? Am I able to be in a classroom and be a good member of that classroom and being ready to learn yourself? Yeah.
You just said something, Anya, about, I don't want to feel this anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
In order to know that, yeah, you need to know what it is you're feeling.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm, I don't like how I'm feeling. I want to feel a different way. It's like, okay, what are you feeling?
Yeah. What are you going through you want to get away from? And is it something to get away from or something to work through? It's the flow chart. The feelings flow chart is maybe something we need to develop too, but it's just this idea of too many classrooms never even open that first question of how are you, comma, and I mean it. How where are you at? And I'm going to listen to the answer and change what I'm doing based on it. Yeah, it's revolutionary, and I think it's going to lead to a revolutionary change in education where we actually see kids learning stuff because they can, you know? So
I love it. I love that. And what an inspiring conversation, and what an honor to have you both sharing it with us here on Busted Pencils. Listener out there, if you're listening, you got Anya, Jess, and Johnny. We got an episode on Friday that passes the Bechdel test, which, geez, is that still rare these days? It is.
Yes, unfortunately.
And it ought not to be. So let's be that change. 855-752-4842. Send us a comment. Give us a call. We'll have you on. But I love this. And before we cut to break, we got a couple minutes before the segment ends. But before we cut to break, you know where you can go if you're in Madison to exercise whatever kind of sharing of ideas or being in a safe place together, having these conversations about feeling your feels, finding your feels, all the F's, right? To F with the Minocqua Brewing Company. We got Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great one beer at a time. Check out minocquabrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. Join the conversation. Jess, Anya, Johnny, when we come back. One more drop for you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, we are back. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci here with producer Anya, sound engineer producer Jess. We are chopping it up here, talking education, but more so talking about feelings, and not in that sort of, oh, feelings annoying way, but really in that, hey, what does it mean if we actually acknowledge and grapple with how we feel, are able to identify those feelings, communicate them, and make sure that we're meeting our personal needs and the needs of the people around us. And by golly, what if education was sort of founded around that? If classrooms were spaces where teachers felt they could do that? And, you know, a lot of times on Busted Pencils, we're here talking about the problem, sort of miring in the what is. But these last few conversations have been acknowledging what is and really moving into the, well, you know, what ought to be. And let's just...
Listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Thirds innings did honey
birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings
did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey birds innings did honey bir up at Hare Baker Field, the 8-7 final. Talked about it going Crusenberry for 3 2/3, allowing 2 earned runs, walking 4, punching out 3. Going to the left-hander, Honeyman, Pierce Bowles out of the pen. He picked up the victory, an inning and 2/3, no runs, no hits, walked 3, punched out 4, 39 pitches. Max Weitzel faced the minimum in the 9th inning and collected the save. Offensively, key players to look out for, Jack Mathey, he reached 4 times, walking 3, having an RBI single as well in the 5th. Miles Vandenhoevel, he reached 3 times, scored twice, had a couple of knocks as well in the 7th and 8th inning. You look at that 3-run top of the 4th, the bottom third of the order coming through. In the 7th spot, it was the third baseman, Matt Brandt, with 2 down, having that massive base hit up the middle to give the Rafters their first lead of the ballgame. Bryson Stripling out of the 8th spot, hitting from the right side. The DH then followed that up with a base hit of his own to left. Rafters led it 7-2 entering the bottom half of the 7th inning. Then a 5 spot after Fond du Lac sent up 8 hitters facing the minimum in that side of it. Start off with Drew Prosek. Was hit by a pitch to begin that 7th inning, continuing all throughout. David Dean, the southpaw, got the start for the Dock Spiders on opening day and was flawless. Only allowed 1 base runner in 3 innings of work against the Rafters, walking Jack Mathey with 2 outs in the first. He went 3 innings, didn't allow a hit nor a run. That aforementioned walk and punched out 4, throwing 37 pitches. It then went to Clay Kennedy, Zane Loveday, Zarian Eximenins, and then Eldon Santana to close things out. Starting lineups, starting pitchers, we'll get to those after the nation's colors. As mentioned, this is the first of 4 home games here at Witter Field to round out the week. All 6:35 first pitches. The home and home with Fond du Lac ends tonight. The Waterloo Bucks come in from Iowa starting tomorrow, Thursday as well. 6:35 first pitches there, and then a home of home begins with the Wausau Woodchucks. The final day of May on Friday, a 6:35 first pitch here at Witter Field. And then the Rafters make the trip to Wausau on Saturday, June 1st, to round things out before an overnight trip to Mequon to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks on Saturday and Monday, or Sunday and Monday, I should say, pardon me, prior to Tuesday being the first off day of the season. As we mentioned, entering the now 31st season of the Northwoods League for these Rafters, it's 72 games in 77 days, a marathon of a season, and the Rafters have started off 1-0. You saw yesterday the talked about Vandenhoevel, a couple of knocks, having Brandt and Stripling come up huge. Out of the 8 runs driven in, half of them came with 2 outs, including Trotter Boston's eventual game-winning knock in the top half of the 8th, a 2-out single to right. Boston reached twice as well, was hit by a pitch in the inning prior in that 3-run top of the 7th for the Rafters. The box score yesterday read as follows. The Rafters, 8 runs on 8 hits in air, and they left 7 on. The Dock Spiders, 7 runs, 4 hits in air, and they left 7 on as well. It'll be interesting to see for these teams today, new pitching staffs. Not trying to tease, it will be a battle of the Southpaws here in Game 2 of the season, Game 2 between these two teams. Uniform matchup today, Dock Spiders, navy blue tops, gray slacks, white tops with the black sleeves, black bottoms for the Rafters. We now have Hadley Peters, the on-field PA, the MC, taking over. Getting the fans excited. The first of 36 here in Wisconsin Rapids this season. Anthem in about 4 minutes. We'll get the starting lineups out as well. Be back in a couple minutes from Witter Field. Game 2 of the 72-game season. Game 2 against the Dock Spiders. Rafters baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Starting lineups being announced right now here at Witter Field. Andy Ockham with you on WFHR, 1320 AM, 97 FM, locally grown radio. Nation's colors as well to be presented here. Starting pitchers, southpaws Jacob Bossi will get the ball for Fond du Lac. Brandon Scott for your Rafters. Only one left-handed hitter in the Spiders order. We'll start off with Kelson Johnson, the center fielder. The DH, Quinton Perley, he had a good day yesterday too. Worth looking out for. Drew Berrigan, Parker Knoll, Jake Serain, Zach Taylor, Drew Prosek, Cade Sikorski, and Nicholas Hsu, who the Rafters did not see yesterday. Once again, folks, we will get to your Rafters lineup here in just a minute. It'll be Miles Vanden Heuvel, Trotter Boston, Kyler McIntosh, Jack Mathie, Nomar Bacerto, Alex Brody, Grayson Schaefer, Matt Brandt, and Tyler McClanahan. We'll dive into the starting pitchers more in just a brief moment. We're going to take one more step away for the nation's colors. When we come back, it is time for Rafters baseball here at Witter Field for the home opener in the second game of this 2024 Northwoods League season.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It'll bring up Quentin Perilli. Perilli drove in two runs yesterday, hitting from the right side out of the DH spot. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Perilli misses outside. Schaefer holding the runner on at first. The BYU product listed as an outfielder on the Rafters website. The 1-0 goes off speed. It misses outside. Count moves 2-0. Stepping back off the rubber, Scott cleaning off his cleats prior to the 2-0 delivery. As mentioned, Prosek, the only left-handed hitter in the lineup today. So the first six are righties once again, just like we saw yesterday in Fondi, the 2-0. That one misses low. Count 3-0 now. When looking at the bullpen for the Rafters, it is assumed the left-hander Honeyman, who was the first pitcher used after Krusenberry yesterday, threw 50 pitches. He's probably not available today. 3-0. Fastball grooved right in there. Count moves 3-1. Bowles threw 39 pitches, recording 5 outs. It's assumed he won't throw today either. Whitesell, though, faced the minimum, turned a huge 4-6-3 double play after allowing a leadoff infield single. Only threw 10 pitches. He could be available this evening. The 3-1 catches the inside corner. Scott's worked back to make this a full count. It goes Berrigan, then Knoll. At Perilli yesterday, reached twice via the walk along with his two RBI knocks. Off-speed delivery 3-2. And it's called for a third strike, a delayed call from the home plate umpire. But the Rafters will take it. It's the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Drew Berrigan, the shortstop from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. He's a returner for these Dock Spiders, 41 games a season ago. Yesterday singled in the ninth before that big double play that was turned with Whitesell on the hill. Scott set, a couple appears over at the runner. First pitch cut on and missed by Berrigan. Berrigan walked and scored in the seventh yesterday. He also punched out in his first two at-bats. As a Fondi returner, a 197 hitter, 588 OPS, slug 275. Playing just over half the games in the 2023 Northwoods League season was the 30th season of the league. Get year 31 here in 2024. The 0-1. That one catches the inside corner. A back pick attempt from Matthew over to Schaefer at first is not in time. But way ahead on Berrigan now is Scott. Counts hits nothing in two. Got a few Oshkosh products in the lineup today for these Dock Spiders. One of them on deck in Parker Knoll as well. In the hole, the third baseman, Serain, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. After a leadoff walk, back-to-back punch-outs for Brandon Scott. Two down with a runner on first here in the first inning. It's the right-handed hitting left fielder, Parker Knoll. Hit sixth yesterday. Still played left field back at home at Hare Baker Field. Had a sac fly in the fourth inning. First pitch from Scott to him. Catches the inside corner for a called strike. Vandenhoevel, Boston, McIntosh. Righty-lefty-righty for the Rafters in the bottom half of the first inning. Scott's 0-1. Fouled back to the netting by Knoll. It's nothing in two. After Serain in the on-deck circle, it'll be the right-handed hitting first baseman, Zach Taylor. Peering in, getting the signs from Matthew. Scott has a decision. He comes set. The 0-2. That one misses downstairs. Nice block by Matthew. Count is now 1-2. As mentioned in the pregame show, this is the last game against the Dock Spiders for a little while. The Waterloo Bucks come to town for a 6:35 first pitch tomorrow night and on Thursday. Later on in the season, you'll see your Rafters head to Waterloo as the 1-2 pitch misses upstairs. Knoll's worked the count even at 2-2. Fantastic beginning to the season for the Rafters yesterday in that 8-7 victory. Windy and overcast was the temperature. It was 62 degrees in Fond du Lac. 2-2 pitch, chopped on the ground, right side, gloved by the second baseman. Boston will toss it to McIntosh at the bag in time. A 4-6 fielder's choice. Brandon Scott faces just one over the minimum here in the top of the first. Once again, Vandenhoevel, Boston McIntosh do up for the Raptors in the bottom half of the frame. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Fans, welcome back into historic Witter Field. The Raptors will go to battle at the dish for the first time at home all season long. Andy Ockham with you here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's audio presentation of Raptors baseball. You can catch all 72 games in the entire season, 36 at home, 36 on the road, right here. It'll be Miles Vandenhoevel, Trotter Boston, and Kyler McIntosh, the 1-2-3 spots in Kirk Schreider's order in game two of this season to lead things off. They're followed up by Jack Matthew, the catcher, Nomar Basurto, the DH, Alex Brody's in right field, Grayson Schaefer hitting seventh and playing first base, Matt Brandt moving down from 7 to 8. The right-handed hitter will still play third, and Tyler McClanahan, another new member of this Raptors team, will round things out, hitting ninth in left field. Eastern Arizona College's Miles Vandenhoevel hitting from the right side will step in against the left-hander Jacob Bossy for the Dock Spiders, and he'll take upstairs. Nothing the score. Four batters to the plate in the first inning for Fond du Lac. It was a leadoff walk drawn by Kelson Johnson, but then back-to-back punch-outs for Brandon Scott. And then Parker Knoll grounding out to a 4-6 fielder's choice to get the Raptors out of the inning. 1-0 pitch misses downstairs from Bossy. Bossy's a left-hander from St. Ambrose University down in Davenport, Iowa at the NAIA level. Made 11 appearances and 6 starts for the Bees in the 2024 collegiate season. 2-0 to Vandenhoevel's in there for a called strike. At SAU, Bossy threw 30 and 2/3 innings, had a 3.82 earned run average, a 1.63 whip. Threw 5 innings and a one-hitter against Calumet out of Indiana back on the 8th of April. 2-1 misses. It's now 3-1 on the Raptors center fielder. In that start for Bossy, punched out 12, but walked 7. That's something to look out for the Raptors at the plate tonight. Bossy's got put-away stuff, but he can be a bit wild. The 3-1 to Vandenhoevel. That one misses up and in for ball 4, a 5-pitch walk drawn by Vandenhoevel to begin it out for the Raptors here tonight in the bottom of the first. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting second baseman Trotter Boston. Boston, the 6'1 junior from Tabor College. NAIA versus NAIA battle here. Boston was hit by a pitch yesterday in the 7th, played shortstop and hit second for the Raptors in the victory. First pitch, Vandenhoevel takes off. It misses outside. Throw down to second, not even close to being on time. Count will begin 1-0 on Boston, and a stolen base there for the speedy Miles Vandenhoevel. Boston had the game-winning base knock with 2 outs in the 8th, made it 8-7. Then you saw Pierce Bowles and Max Weitzel take the last 2 innings, slamming the door shut and preserving a victory for the Raptors. 1-0 the count on Boston. Bossy set, hands right over the belt buckle, here it comes. Swing and a miss, foul tip into the glove of Sikoski. Count evens 1-1 here on Boston. McIntosh on deck, Matthew to follow, a couple right-handed bats to face the left-hander out on the mound for the Dock Spiders. For Fondi in the top of the second, it'll be 5-6-7, righty-righty-lefty, Serain, Taylor, and Prosek. Couple looks back at second, the 2-0 to Boston. Should say 1-1, cut on a miss, now it's 1-2. As mentioned, Boston, the Roswell, New Mexico native, a 322 hitter for his Blue Jays. 48 games this season, 9 homers, 48 RBIs, 14 doubles. Had a huge 4-hit game and 5 RBIs against Oklahoma Wesleyan back on March 19th. The 1-2. This one tapped out in front of the mound. Bossy pounces off of it, gathers right in front, throws to first just in time. It'll go down as a 1-3 putout. Moving to third is Vandenhoevel. That's where he'll stand with one out in this bottom of the first inning. The middle of the order coming up. First plate appearance as a Rafter for Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh, the right-handed hitting shortstop out of Alabama State University, is a Columbus, Indiana native. Second team All-SWAC was McIntosh back in the 2023 season. First pitch, this one popped in the air, drifting over near the first base dugout. It's the top of the roofing, just to the right of the Doc Spiders dugout near some more seating area here at historic, beautiful Witter Field. Count begins 0-1 on McIntosh. Got the Kraft River. Rat Trap as well, right above that. Make sure to make your way out to a Rafters game this season. There's 35 more of them here at Witter Field after tonight, and it's going to be a fun summer. Very excited for it. The 0-1, this one hit in the air, left field. That one is foul. A lot of area in foul territory behind both lines. That one out just behind the Rafters pen. That's important for the corner outfielders. McClanahan and Brody on the Wisconsin Rapids side. Knoll and Shue for the Dock Spiders, knowing that when they get past that foul line, there's a lot of space between the foul line and the fence down the line. The 0-2, check swing in the dirt. Did he go around? Peel down to first? Yes, he did. Tag applied by Sikoski. A 3-pitch punch out of McIntosh begins his time as a Rafter. 2 down with a runner on first in a 0-0 ball game here in the bottom half of the first inning. It'll bring up the cleanup hitter. Hit out of the 3 spot yesterday, did Jack Matthey. The 5'10 junior catcher from Ohio Dominican, Copley, Ohio native. Walked 3 times, scored twice, also had an RBI single in the 5th inning. First pitch to him. This one is fouled back. As mentioned in yesterday's broadcast, and I'm sure we'll bring it up throughout the season, Matthew tore it up at Ohio Dominican this past year. He's got a collegiate teammate here as well. And the man who got the save in the 9th inning, we had an Ohio Dominican battery to close out the ballgame, Max Weitzel. The 0-1. Foul tip into the glove of Sikoski. Matthew's in the hole now, 0-2. 34 starts at the collegiate level for Matthew this past year in 35 total games. An OPS over 1,000, a 385 hitter. You've heard the whole drill at this point. 4 homers, 29 ribbies, just over 10 doubles at the 11 mark. The 0-2 from Bossy. That one misses out in the left-handed batter's box for the first ball here in this plate appearance on Jack Matthey. It'll be Nomar Basurto on deck, Alex Brody to follow. Deep breath, the 1-2 from Bossy. Misses upstairs, count evens 2-2. As mentioned, Serain, Taylor, and Prosek will be due up. In the top half of the second, Rafters hoping to get a run on the board and send Brandon Scott back out on the hill with the lead. The 2-2. Foul tipped. It's a breaking ball there from Bossy. Staying tough as Matthew. We saw him do this yesterday. He drew 3 walks. He made the at-bats very difficult for the opposing pitcher. Outside of Vandenhoevel's leadoff walk, Boston grounded out to the mound. McIntosh went down swinging against Bossy in this frame. The 2-2, this one hit sharply on the ground over to second, glove by Prosek. He'll fire to first in time, a 4-3 put out. Gets Matthew out, and it'll leave Vandenhoevel on third. Leadoff men reach here in both halves of the first inning via the walk, but they're left out on the base paths. 0-0 the score, 5-6-7, do it for the Dock Spiders. In the top of the second here from historic Witter Field, you're listening to Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Andy Ockram back here with you from historic Witter Field. Rafters fans, the home opener. Right now, we're in the top half of the second inning. Brandon Scott, the left-hander, back out on the rubber, working on the third base side nearest to the Rafters dugout. First pitch to the leadoff man in the inning. For the final act, Doc Spiders, Jake Serrain misses outside for ball one. Serrain hitting from the right side. Playing third base, as he did yesterday in the season opener on Memorial Day at Hare Baker Field. UW Oshkosh product is Serrain, just like many of his teammates in the lineup this evening. 1-0 misses outside, now 2-0 on the Doc Spiders third baseman. Hit fifth, had a base hit in the fourth, did Serrain in that 8-7 loss. Had a four-year career at Oshkosh, 14 homers and 105 RBIs as a Titan. 2-0 breaking ball from the Hillsdale College product. Brandon Scott catches the inside corner. Half of his career homers at Oshkosh being Serrain came this past season. 7 homers, 36 RBIs with the Titans. Swing away on the 2-1, pops this one in the air to left field. The new Rafter, Tyler McClanahan, will come in and make the grab for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting first baseman Zach Taylor. Talked about the Oshkosh products. Here's another one of them. A .349 career batting average at the Division III level with 6 homers, 37 RBIs, slugging .555, and had 18 extra base hits in the 2024 season. A career .305 hitter with 140 RBIs, 25 homers, 40 doubles for Zach Taylor. First pitch from Scott to him. Check swing on the outside corner. He went around. It's a strike. Yesterday, Taylor was the cleanup hitter, went hitless, and hit into two double plays. The 9-6 double play after a diving grab by Alex Brody in the first, and hit into that 4-6-3 double play after Drew Berrigan found himself on with a leadoff infield single to make it two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Count even 1-1 with one out. Nothing-nothing the score here on Taylor. Scott's 1-1 pitch. This one is tapped foul out in front of the Rafter dugout. Now a ball and two strikes. Scott walked Kelson Johnson to lead off the top of the first, but then settled in nicely, striking out Perilli and Berrigan in the 2-3 spots before getting Parker Noll to hit to a 4-6 fielder's choice to retire the side. His starting counterpart on the Fond du Lac side, the left-hander Jacob Bossy, faced just one over the minimum in the bottom half of the first as well, as the 1-2 misses down and out for ball two. Prosek on deck, Sikoski to follow. Here in the second day/night of this Northwoods League season, year 31,